UFC chief Dana White rips dummies upset over sponsorship deal with Bud Light. By Warner Todd Houston on October 26, 2023. UFC chief Dana White ripped into fans upset that he has signed a $100 million sponsorship deal with transgender agenda-pushing Bud Light. The beer brand that suffered serious financial losses after teaming with over-the-top trans activist and TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney. This week, UFC announced Tuesday that it had chosen Bud Light to sponsor its programs for the next 6 years with a $100 million deal. Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light were UFC's original beer sponsors more than 15 years ago. "I'm proud to announce we are back in business together," White said in a statement Tuesday. "There are many reasons why I chose to go with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. Most importantly, because I feel we are very aligned when it comes to our core values and what the UFC brand stands for. I'm looking forward to all of the incredible things we will do in the years ahead," White explained. But fans immediately weighed in to trash Dana White for giving Bud Light a spotlight as his new UFC partner. Many felt that White was a sellout and that the deal was a slap in the face to all UFC fans. Many voices even called for a boycott of UFC events. Asked about the growing controversy over his choice, White struck back, characterizing critical fans as dummies, assholes, and fucking stupid for their opposition. White waded into the naysayers during his comments after Power Slap 5 on Wednesday, TMZ reported. White scoffed at the dummies who said his new sponsorship deal is all about the money by noting that of course all sponsorship deals are about money. He also blasted those who seemed to think making a deal with Bud Light was a last resort. And he said it was fucking stupid to think that Bud Light was the only brand to step up and bid for sponsorship. "Everybody on every side of this deal that were involved. Other beer companies and everything else, absolutely. Positively knows that this was not about money for me," White said. "We were going to end up with money no matter who we ended up with." He then reiterated that he signed on with Anheuser-Busch because the company's values align with his own. He went on to say that AB and Bud Light have given millions to families of fallen police officers and soldiers and is a huge supporter of American farmers, and that they have done more on these issues than any other beer brand. White also took aim at those who claimed that he was reading a script about the wonderfulness of Anheuser-Busch. "I saw some other fucking asshole today saying, oh, it sounds like they wrote him a script on what to say. Nobody writes me a script. Nobody tells me what to say. Ever." While it is true that AB InBev has been a big supporter of the causes that White mentioned, they have also put even more money into the hands of radical LGBTQ activists who are spreading their agenda throughout schools and aiming their activism directly at America's children. And they have done this for decades. Teaming with cartoonish trans activist Dylan Mulvaney was just one of the last straws for many beer drinkers. That short-lived ad campaign sent Bud Light falling from the top slot as the best-selling beer in America as a purely organic boycott kicked into high gear. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.